Rowdy Muir has never taken a summer vacation. That's because he's been out fighting wildland fires for more than three decades of fire seasons, and he's not making plans for this summer either. For the Mountain West News Bureau's Faces Behind the Fire series, Judy Faze talks to a veteran fire commander.
Rowdy Muir started fighting fires on the front lines when he was 27.
I came up the hard way. I learned how to swing a Pulaski. I ran a chainsaw in 1988 for 30-some days. It helps you remember what it's like to be on the ground.
He says that's made him a better leader of firefighters. There are just three area command teams in the nation, and Muir led one of them last season. Area commanders are like generals, working from afar to prioritize human and material resources and shifting them to where they're needed.
It's anywhere from wildland suppression crews, engines, dozers, logistically caterers, aviation is the big one. It's the incident management teams.
Muir's been on some of the worst fires in the region, Yellowstone in 88, the 2006 Rattlesnake Fire in Idaho, and the biggest fires in Utah's modern history, Milford Flat, and Colorado's. The Hayman Fire.
Yeah, just a shadow box that has...
Shadow boxes on his office walls contain small tokens of the strong relationships he's forged during those disasters.
So some from the National Guard.
One's from a U.S. Interior Secretary. Others come from the small communities where his teams have battled the flames.
Some from fire departments. People want to pay tribute to you or thank you for those things you do, so you end up with a pin or a coin or a belt buckle.
This year's fire season is just beginning, and right now, it's a lot of hurry up and wait. Muir and the other area commanders only get involved when a disaster gets big and complicated, like Montana's fires last summer. Muir's learned that it's not just about putting out fire.
When I was young and energetic, I'd have jumped off a cliff to cut down a tree that was on fire. You know, that's just the way it was. But I think as you come up through the system and, you know, you learn lessons, you see things, then your whole mindset changes.
This became personal for him when his own daughter trained as a firefighter.
From then on, I think fire became more about the people than about the task. You know, I'd have to thank her for changing my thought process.
Muir's seen wildland firefighting change in his time, like new communication and mapping tools that help save lives and property. But one thing hasn't changed, Muir's love for what he does.
It's no different than a first-year firefighter going on their first fire. I mean, it's the same thing. You're excited and you want to get there and you want to do good. And then after a few days, it really wears on you. But... Fire's an exciting job.
Still, there's one thing he doesn't lose sight of.
I've always told everybody I've ever worked with, is this the mountain you want to die on? And I think people look at that and say, no, it's not. I don't think any mountain's worth it.
Forecasters are predicting a severe fire season ahead. For now, Muir's just looking on. But if those predictions pan out, he'll be at the helm again. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Judy Faze.